O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's
son. Hello, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Monday, April 13th, 2020. As we continue to seek Him together as a family daily in His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 49, 13 through 20. Leviticus 8, 18 through 9, 11, and Mark 3, 1 through 12. We'll be starting with Psalm 49, 13 through 20. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence, yet after them people approve of their boast. Selah. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol, with no place to dwell, but God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for He will receive me. Selah. But not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases, for when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself, his soul will go to the generations of his fathers, who will never again see light. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beast that perish. Leviticus 8, 18, 9 through 11. Then he presented the ram of the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moses threw the blood against the sides of the altar. He cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burned the head and the pieces and the fat. He washed the entrails and the legs with water, and Moses burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt offering with a pleasing aroma, a food offering for the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then he presented the other ram, the ram of ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moses took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Then he presented Aaron's sons, and Moses put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And Moses threw the blood against the sides of the altar. Then he took the fat, and the fat tail, and all the fat that was on the entrails, and the long lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys with their fat on the right thigh. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one unleavened loaf, and one loaf of bread with oil, and one wafer, and placed them on the pieces of fat and on the right thigh. And he put all these in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and waved them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then Moses took them from their hands and burned them on the altar with the burnt offering. This was an ordination offering with a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering before the Lord. It was Moses' portion of the ram of ordination, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil and of the blood that was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron and his garments, and also on his sons and his garment and in his sons' garments. So he consecrated Aaron and his garments and his sons and his sons' garments with him. And Moses said to Aaron and his sons, boil the flesh at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and there eat it, and the bread that is in the basket of ordination offerings, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. And what remains of the flesh and the bread you shall burn up with fire, and you shall not go outside the entrance of the tent of meeting for 7 days, until the days of your ordination are completed. For it will take 7 days to ordain you, as has been done today. The Lord has commanded to be done to make atonement for you. At the entrance of the tent of meeting, you shall remain day and night for 7 days, performing what the Lord has charged, so that you do not die, for I have been commanded. And Aaron and his sons did all the things that the Lord commanded by Moses. On the eighth day, Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel, and he said to Aaron, take for yourself a bull calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering, both without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And say to the people of Israel, take a male goat for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, both a year old without blemish, for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with oil, for today the Lord will appear to you. And they brought what Moses commanded in front of the tent of meeting, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses said, this is the thing that the Lord commanded you to do, that the glory of the Lord may appear to you. Then Moses said to Aaron, draw near to the altar and offer your sin offering and your burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself and for the people, and bring the offering of the people and make atonement for them as the Lord has commanded. So Aaron drew near to the altar and killed the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself, and the sons of Aaron presented the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the horns of the altar and poured out the blood at the base of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the long lobe of the liver for the sin offering he burned on the altar as the Lord commanded Moses. The flesh and the skin he burned up with fire outside the camp. Mark 3, 1 through 12. Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand, and they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, come here. And he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill? But they were silent, and he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee to Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea, and from beyond the Jordan, and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him, and he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, you are the Son of God. And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. This is the word of the Lord in our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, for April 13th, 2020. Now, with today's readings in particular, I want to turn back to Leviticus, and you may be wondering, why do you want to turn back to that? But stick with me here. I want to talk about this blood on the ear, the right hand, and the big toe of his right foot. It's in verse 23. It talks about this for the first time, and it happens again to Aaron's son. But Moses took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Now, blood is significant in the fact that it is the spilling of what would be considered the life force of this creature, of this animal. And that's what the Jews would understand. They had medical knowledge. Once you drained all the blood out of something, it didn't live. Once you drained enough blood, it died. And so blood was symbolic to life. And the weight of sin is death. Therefore, all these sacrifices are to deal with the weight of sin, the penalty of sin that is in the life of Aaron, Moses, and the people of Israel. So why blood on the lobe of his right ear, his right thumb, and his right big toe? It's because as an ordained priest, Aaron must be able to have redeemed hearing, redeemed actions, and a redeemed life. The blood on the ear represented his ability to hear from God and communicate the command of God, and not just communicate it, but live it out through action, which represents the blood on the thumb, to be able to live out the command of God in action, and then to do this on a lifelong journey, representing the blood on the big toe of his right foot, the journey of life and living out the hearing and doing of God's command every day, not just on the days he felt like it, but every day. That is the symbolism of why Moses puts blood on the ear, blood on the right thumb, blood on the right big toe. And if you were sitting here with me as I was recording this, I just rubbed my right ear as I said that, as if you could see me do so. That's neither here nor there. I'm saying this though now so that we understand that even though we see these crazy things happening in these Old Testament texts, there is significant meaning there. There is purpose there that we may not understand because we don't understand the culture that was then. And sometimes we need to put ourselves in the culture that was then to fully understand what is going on then now. In particular, this is very applicable for us now because Christ dies on our behalf. We just celebrated this through Holy Week. He dies on the cross for our behalf so that we would be redeemed, that we would be able to be anointed again by God's Spirit, to be filled with his Spirit, to be able to live in his Spirit, in so much that we could hear and do and live. How is it God is redeeming your hearing? How is it that he's redeeming your hearing so that you can act? What is it he's calling you to do in action? More importantly, how is he calling you to live out the hearing of his voice and the acting upon his voice every day of your life? We are all on this journey together, hearing and acting. Let us pray to the Lord who shows us, who speaks to us, who guides us, that he would do just this. And in our hearing, we would not stay still. Rather, we would act and live journeying with Christ, not just in the moments we feel like it, but every day. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. Bring it back home, oh my children.